but they had the funeral, I suppose, at the home. Don't know where it was, but do know when they put them away, they had a little rail fence around the cemetery. Mm-hmm. And took about two of the rails off of the top and laid the coffin there for folks to pass by and look at them the last time.
Oh,
and so at the service, and I don't remember that. I didn't haul them like those women dressed like they did.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned being afraid of the dark as a result of that. Did you ever have, did you ever know of a house that was supposed to have ghosts in it?
Haunted homestead. Right by here right now, they came to the fellas hanged there during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And every night at midnight, somebody come out there and holler, but that nobody ever see, we know of it. Mm-hmm. Them hardly never could see them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's later on, that just quit being talked about, but that was talked for years and years. That's a home haunted. Uh-huh. Nobody want to live there.
Mm-hmm. Keep away from it then.
No.
Mm-hmm. Was a ghost thought to have something to do with the devil or?
Well, yeah, that was something we just never could understand what meant by a ghost. Thing you can see it would scare you. Might be come from the Lord God or God sent the devil to do it or something. We never did understand what that meant. Just a ghost or boogeyman come to get you.
Do you remember any ghost stories
that,
in this area that might tell you as a boy?
No, I got scared myself one day because I made up my mind to learn what it was before I left. If it did get me, I'd go. I had that much nerve. I'd go and stay. I saw a man out there in the middle of the field, run up towards me, got halfway to me, and run back. I scratched right now. Somebody didn't have no head on. Rough feet and run back. But I'm going to see, look, I kept looking, I kept going, as far as windows are blowing. The cedar tree down there bent over this way, and it blew back. It didn't blow as far as I thought it did, but I went to see him, just the cedar tree there, and I was ashamed of myself, didn't want anybody to know what I caught him.
I see, but you found out, you didn't...
I was not scared, I just thought I was scared, see.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since that did happen, and we wonder about it, and so... some men's nervous and tell it, you can't hardly keep from believing in it.
Oh, you don't hear ghosts nowadays, people.
And I met a fellow once.
Scary tales and say there's haunts and ghosts and how little young and scared to death and move after all.
What would you say to a child? Do you say it better be good or the
boogeyman?
If the boogeyman gets you, what does it mean?
That's
kind of scary.
The devil, but you said boogeyman, didn't say devil, but it's boogeyman. what kind of things did you play with?
Baseball was my best player.
Yeah, but the thread ball, children.
He had thread ball made of my wool sack.
Sock tops. Oh, sock tops.
Make a ball and throw from one to the other, so we can catch them and learn to play baseball, but I never could play too well.
Did you ever have something on a frame go up and down the child on either end?
riding horse.
Riding horse? I suppose it was fixed on a frame.
Yeah.
And two children.
I'll play on the log sometimes.
Did you ever have anything on a post that would go around like this?
We call it a flying jenny.
Here's what
kids
used to play with.
Oh, yeah. You wind it real tight.
A flying jenny.
Take an old cotton sock. Back me and Herbert Burton, and take the top of them, round that out, and make a little boat, and that's all kids had.
Yeah.
They wasn't
none at
the store.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody made their loaves.
Well,
that's not old.
Quite a good weight to it.
But it could serve the purpose.